This week's parasha, Parashat Vayigash, is being read by Dr. David Marcus, professor of Bible. This week's parasha, Vayigash, continues the longest narrative in the Torah, that of the story of Joseph and his brothers. Joseph had aroused the jealousy of his brothers with his dreams of grandeur, and by being blatantly favored by his father, Jacob, who had made for him a special ornamented tunic, traditionally known as a coat of many colors. The brothers contrived to kidnap him and sell him via caravan traders to Egypt. In Egypt, Joseph was sold into slavery, but managed with God's help to rise to prominence in the house of one of Pharaoh's courtiers. There he resisted the advances of his master's wife, and because he was falsely maligned by her, he was summarily imprisoned. However, once again with God's help, Joseph rose to a position of trust and was able to interpret the dreams of two of his fellow prisoners, Pharaoh's butler and Pharaoh's baker. At about this time, Pharaoh also dreamt two dreams that bothered him enormously. None of his magicians or astrologers was able to interpret them until his butler, now released, informed him of Joseph's ability to successfully interpret dreams. Pharaoh has Joseph brought to him, and Joseph interprets Pharaoh's dreams as the harbinger of 7 good years and 7 years of famine. Joseph also gives Pharaoh wise economic advice to store up food during the 7 good years in preparation for the lean years to come. Pharaoh then elevates Joseph to one of the highest positions in the land, and he is the one in charge of distributing food during the years of famine. It is during these famine years that Joseph's brothers come to Egypt to buy corn. Joseph recognizes them, but they do not recognize him. Joseph tests them first by returning their money, and then by demanding that they bring Benjamin to Egypt. When Benjamin arrives in Egypt, Joseph contrives to have him arrested for theft, but allows the other brothers to go home. All this has been told breathlessly without any breaks. In the original Hebrew, as in our Torah scrolls, remarkably, there have been no paragraph markers since the beginning of last week's parasha, Parashat Miketz. There is no other narrative in the Hebrew Bible that has such a continuous section of text without any breaks. This may sound surprising to those of us in Shul who use Chumashim such as Eitz Chaim, since these printed editions divide the story into chapters. But these chapter divisions arose much later than the rabbinic divisions of the text. And although they are widely used today by Jews for convenience of reference, they were originally adopted by non-Jewish clerics in the 13th century. Clearly the rabbis, who did not put in any breaks, regarded the narrative we have just related above as one major act. And a new act starts with the beginning of our parasha, Parashat Vayigash, with a dramatic appeal by Judah for Benjamin's freedom. The impact of the rabbinic division is quite significant, for nowhere in Scripture is there such a scene of such wrenching drama as Judah's appeal to Joseph for Benjamin's freedom. It is a scene full of ironies and revelations. It is ironic that Judah does not know that the person to whom he is appealing is his own brother. He thinks he is one of the highest officials in the land, akin to Pharaoh. It is also ironic that Judah, the very one responsible for selling Joseph into slavery, is now offering to become Joseph's slave. For his part, Joseph now learns for the very first time how his disappearance was reported to his father, that supposedly he had been killed by a wild animal. He also learns that his alleged death had caused his father such great grief, so much so that he is now overprotective of Joseph's younger brother Benjamin. But most importantly, Joseph realizes now that his brothers are not the same brothers who sold him into slavery. They have changed perceptibly. They are now ready to protect their younger brother Benjamin and are now anxious that their father Jacob should not be caused further grief. It is no wonder that Joseph is overcome by emotion. As the text says, he could not restrain himself, and he asks everyone to leave him alone with his brothers, who could hardly believe their ears when Joseph revealed himself to them. The rabbis, aware of the power of this scene, made it the highlight of the parasha by making it stand as the opening scene of the parasha and thereby giving it special prominence. Because it is this beginning portion that is read four times in the course of our liturgical week. We read it last Shabbat during the Mincha service. We have been reading it during morning services this Monday and Thursday. And, of course, we will read it this coming Shabbat in our Torah service. So, by placing this scene of the reconciliation of Joseph's brothers at the beginning of the parasha, the rabbis impress upon us the fact that in Jacob's household, bitter family enmity has finally been eroded. There is now an end to the previously unending family strife. Judah's appeal has touched the heart of Joseph, who no longer bears enmity to his brothers. A family that was alienated by dysfunction has now been reconciled. The message of the parasha for us is that alienated family members can indeed be harmonized. Recriminations among close relatives can come to an end. And, as in the case of Joseph and his brothers, fraternal reconciliation is indeed a possibility. Shabbat Shalom Mivorach.